Blog Talk Radio.
Exodus is going to be quite a few
Bible readings we're going to go through in that. Okay, I can guarantee you that. All righty. So, with that being said, let's play some music.
Thank you. I can see your heart and everything.
Psalms. Well, okay, let's get into them. Let's get into the first message. It's a devotional that I titled called Seeing Past the Brokenness. Loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. Without perspective given by the Spirit, our love will only reach as far as the human eye can see. Brokenness comes in all forms and fashions. Without Jesus, the man or woman covered in dirt and filth standing on the street corner begging for help is just as broken as a millionaire lying and cheating his way into a fleeting fame and fortune. It's just that our brokenness takes on varying forms depending on what temptations and trials get the better of us. You see, Jesus saw past the brokenness to the hearts of those around him. He chose to love and minister to the core of the person rather than being intimidated by the symptoms of sin in those around him. He saw into the heart of the woman at the well in John 4 and ministered to her brokenness caused by failed marriages and sexual sin. We see him speak to the core of the wealthy tax collector in Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19 and love him by spending time with him when no one else would. If we were ever going to love others, well, we have to devote ourselves to loving people at heart level. We have to care for and speak to the core of their wounds rather than dismissing their external problems. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 through 5 says, We who are strong have an obligation to bear the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. So we must follow the example of Jesus and love those no one else will. We must take in the outcast, orphan, widowed, poor, prideful, arrogant, selfish. We must have our Father's heart for the enemy, strangers, socially unacceptable, and downcast. If we don't love them, who will? If we don't speak and provide love for the deep wounds that cause their brokenness, who will? If we don't reveal the heart of our Father, who will? Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. May you discover the unconditional love your Heavenly Father has toward those broken and crushed today as you entered into guided prayer. So, firstly, meditate on the importance of seeing past brokenness to the heart of those around you. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire and purpose to love people well today. Romans chapter 14:19 says, So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. In Hebrews 10:24 and verse 25, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So whose brokenness has kept you from loving them well? What person would God fill you with the ability to minister today that desperately needs a touch from God? Ask the Lord for his heart for that person. Ask God to give you an understanding of what wound he wants to minister to. Ask him to give you a creative insight on how to love them well today. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So often loving someone well can be as simple as going out of your way to say hello. ask a loving question, or make an uplifting comment. Many people just need to know that someone cares about them and notices them at the heart level. May the Lord use you in mighty ways to draw others to himself today. Amen. Well, I highly suggest that you read John chapter 4, because this is going to bring this devotional into more insight for you. Amen. So let us get down to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If you do not, that is okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay, are you lost and you know you need to be found? Are you suffering from depression or some sort of anxiety? Or do you suffer from such as a drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, sexual immorality, okay, overeating, internet, gaming? You know, there's so many out there. I mean, if you do, okay, God can help you, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So I'm asking you, are you willing to let God take charge of your life? Are you willing to let Jesus take control of the wheel, okay, and you sit behind, okay, and let him guide you, okay, to a successful life, okay, a sin-free life? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Well,
no Sister Wanda as of yet?
No Sister Wanda as of yet. Well, I'm going to play a song here. Okay. This is only fitting of an altar call. It's called All Come to the Altar.
Yeah. Exodus 1, that's where we'll be starting. You know, we just read these chapters every night because we want to bring the Bible to those of you who for some reason maybe don't get a chance to read it, or due to health reasons you can't read it, or maybe you're just learning the Bible and really don't know where to look and you just want somebody to kind of guide you through it. That's what we're here for. So, like I said, tonight, Exodus 1, 18, 16 through 19, and it goes. And Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us. And so, go out of the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters out to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with vigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with vigor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiprah and the name of the other Puah, and he said, "When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew woman and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill them. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives, they feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, but saved the male children. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwife even comes to them." Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because of the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh and all his people, saying, "Every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." And a man of the house of Levi went and took his wife, a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, and put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds of the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark amongst the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the child wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew. And she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called him Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the waters." Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" Then he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" So Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to rule their father, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock." So he said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that you had left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses, and she bore him a son, and he called him Gershom. For he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of this bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. That's where we're going to leave you for this evening. I'm going to go down and give you a word of worship, Psalms 18, 16 through 9, 16, 17, 19. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. So tonight I'm going to leave you with these final words from Proverbs 5, 18, and 19. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breasts always satisfy you and always be enraptured with her love. Amen. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that brief journey into the Bible. I'll be with you again tomorrow night, and we'll continue on from there. I'm going to turn you back over to Ken and let him finish off with you for the evening. I'll talk to you in a few.
Amen. Now, Tony, that was a wonderful Bible reading. You read that with lots of passion. Okay?
Well, thank you.
All righty. Hope tomorrow night you have just as much passion, okay, for reading Exodus chapter 3. All righty. Well, let's play some more music. All right.
Stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. Truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross. Oh, where the deer stand best for a world of love.
Will never relinquish the demand that you offer up and relinquish all those treasures
indecency that do not serve my purpose. And you know what that addresses. But realize this, my heart is to inundate you into the joyful holiness that brings you to the rejoicing and exuberance that will cause you to love and serve in my kingdom forever. Fully supplied, completely provisioned, totally abounding with no lack, you will inherit and you will receive laden down with benefits the wealth of Egypt and come out to manna on the ground every morning and water from the rock and your head to held high rejoicing because of who you are and what I have promised you even until this day. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Ken, would you happen to have a song called Blessed Assurance?
Well, I don't know, but let me see if I do. And if I do, I will play it.
Well,
okay? It's called Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance, or Blessed Assurance, yes. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I do have it.
Would you play that for me?
Yes, I surely will.
Somebody suggested it in the chat room. I've never heard it, and I told them I'd give it a listen.
Well, here we go.
Thank you.
now it's coming time down to the nitty-gritty. We're getting ready to our closing time. And so I'm going to send Tony F. here to give us a closing prayer. Amen.
Well, I want to God bless everybody who gathered here tonight, all the new people in the chat room. Enjoyed all of you. I'm going to take it old school for you tonight because, as you know, I am a Catholic and we are in the middle of celebrating Lent. So tonight, I just want to remind you that when on the Mount, Jesus was asked, how do we pray? And he said, you raise your hands to the sky and say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you all. Thank you much. We'll be on again tomorrow night, 8 Central Time. And Ken, anything else?
Well, no. And matter of fact, I reformatted everything. So tomorrow night is going to be Purpose Gospel Radio as well, all the way through Saturday. And then on Sunday is going to be God's Rainbow, Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, I wanted to keep it simple. Okay, and everything is Purpose Gospel Radio. So everything has a purpose. Everything in this radio is gospel. So let's just keep it Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, from now on. Amen. Alrighty. So God bless y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed night. It was great having you on, and all my listeners that were listening live. Okay, thank you. Keep coming back. Okay, and listening. I hope you got a lot out tonight. Until we meet again. Goodbye.